starts showing us how little the casket was.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, it was horrible. And she says he was so tiny. Here, and she goes to the other end of the class, and she brings a shoebox or some box over. She goes, it was no bigger than this. His little body was in there. And we just, you're fifth grader.
You're like 10 or 11 in
fifth grade. It's traumatizing.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do. Are you okay, Mrs. Shands? I mean, what do you do? And she did that for like a month.
Wow.
Every day she'd be okay, and then something would trigger it. And I get it. She lost her grandbaby. It's horrible.
But she was, yeah, it
she was
like
an emotion. Yeah, she was
losing it.
Yeah, she was losing it. That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
And then Mr. Clark, my health teacher, who I told you I had a private after-school meeting with him, personal.
Uh-oh.
It was personal that I needed to learn how to gain weight. And I wanted to hit 100 pounds. Well, good. I got an update. I hit it.
Yeah. And then
a couple of times. Two and a half times. I said, Mr. Clark, I think every boy in this class has hit 100 pounds, and I can't get out of the 90s. And I want to weigh 100. There's something manly about weighing. What do you weigh, 100? It's like being 6 feet tall. And he's the guy who said, well, son, you go home and every night, you drink a couple of milkshakes and eat a couple of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and you weigh 100 pounds. And, man, I couldn't wait to get and it didn't work. I was still skinny.
It was time-released.
It was time-released.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I bought the time-release version of the chocolate. And then years later, it all kicked in. So it's not May Day. It's the day after. It's post-May Day. It's May 2nd. Or to me, just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
And I know there are a handful of people who hate that. That's why we do it. Same reason we play Pumpkinhead. Yeah, I know. We know. Same reason we play Pumpkinhead Harvey. Those same people.
Peon hates that.
He hates that, too. And he even has a child.
Yeah.
How can a guy with a little child hate Pumpkinhead? Wait till Archie likes Pumpkinhead Harvey, and he will.
No, I won't.
And he says, Daddy, are you going to play Pumpkinhead Harvey again?
Shut up, Junior.
We'll make sure he knows it.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, man. Let me do, let's see. Does anybody have anything to say? We could do that.
Oh, we were talking about, you're talking about, I do, I guess, yeah.
Okay, Dan Strauss, everybody. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, you're talking about teachers. My sixth grade teacher was really, really strange, and I think I've mentioned him before, Mr. Pettibone at Coldwater School.
Before you say anything else, I'm not kidding. I got this email. Frank, I'm so glad Dan mentioned that teacher. Remember when you talked about Mr. Nagels?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. Get this email. I'm glad Dan mentioned that teacher. I also had that teacher, and I learned a lot. Not only about biology, but also how Mr. Nagels, teaching as a blind person, made it look effortless. I must have had him after Dan did, because I don't recall any issues like Dan mentioned. In fact, for the first few minutes of class on the first day, we knew something was different, but we didn't know he was blind.
Wow.
And then she says, I hope my friends are listening. We're listening when you talked about it. No one has believed me when the topic comes up. That's from Lisa. So Lisa also had your teacher who was blind.
Oh, wow.
There
you
go.
That was different for sure.
Now, what were you going to say about this other?
But Mr. Pettibone, my sixth grade teacher, he was.
That is a horrible name.
Oh, and he looked. I don't know what he looked like, but he looked like a cartoon character. And he just had absolutely no control.
But that sounds like the name that somebody like Seth MacFarlane would give a cartoon teacher, Mr. Pettibone.
Oh yes, exactly. And that's what it was like. It was like a scene.
Hey, what if he's listening
and
crying right now because we're making fun of him?
Oh, I'm sure he's dead.
Okay, well, let's
I would
so.
Think. I would think so.
I don't mean that in a bad way. Let's hope so that he's
so he didn't
here.
Have to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't hear making fun of him.
And you know what? I don't know, because he seemed so much older than maybe what he was. But
all people did.
Yeah.
Every teacher you had who was in their upper 30s, to us, they were like 60.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If they were 40, get the casket ready.
Oh, and everybody would do something in the class. They put tacks on his chair. They did other things. And we would catch him picking his nose all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
He was constantly, if anybody was working, we were working and doing something, you'd look up and you'd go, look, look. look, look. Is there anybody? And he's
deep.
Over there. Oh, yeah. He's like two or three knuckles deep in. And
meant something. Do you think teachers realize there are students like us who are studying everything they do and analyzing?
There are probably some that just don't care. They're so irritated probably by most of the students anyway.
So what did Pettibone teach?
It was just sixth grade. We just had one class. We didn't move around or anything, so it was everything. But one day we came in, and there was another teacher in there, and Mr. Pettibone was gone. So,
uh-oh.
I know. And all we had heard was that Mr. Pettibone was sent to the home for mentally disturbed people.
Ooh, and, you guys cracked them.
And that's what we had heard.
You drove them crazy.
Because you know how rumors fly around school, but we thought, you know what, that could be true because he didn't seem like he was all there and right. So that was a little strange.
We had some knuckleheads in high school that one of the classes was taught by a priest and ended up driving him from the priesthood, just drove him nuts, and he just
really
couldn't take it anymore and just left the priesthood. Yeah.
Wow.
I told you I drove a bus driver insane. I rode a school bus, and one day my parents are summoned to the principal's office, and the principal told them, he called them and said that we need to meet with you and bring your son. Bring him too. And we go in the principal's office, and there's the principal, Mr. Beckham, Morris Beckham, and my school bus driver is in the principal's office. And I thought, okay, this is just not good. School bus drivers don't go to the principal's office. And the principal, he was a really great guy, Beckham. And he said, "Now your son's a good boy. He talks too much, but he's a good boy. And the talking too much is the reason we're here. Now, this is Mr. Foster. Mr. Foster was the bus driver. And Mr. Foster has come to me to tell me that if we don't put your son on another bus, he's quitting. And he will not drive." No, he did. And he looked at my parents and he said, "I know he's your boy, and I'm sure you're proud of him, but this kid won't shut up, and he's driving me insane. And I don't want him on my bus." So I had to get on a different bus.
Oh, man.
I'll never forget it.
You talk about the ultimate. That's great. Oh, man.
That's pressure. That's pressure. Remove him or I quit.
Yes.
It was a little bitty town. They didn't have any other backup bus drivers, I'm sure. But, you know, this is so much fun to talk about because the school bus, to this day, they don't have seat belts.
No,
that blows my mind.
But here's the deal. They wouldn't wear them.
No.
How are you going to enforce that? How many kids are on a school bus? 30, 40? You're going to walk up and down the aisle like a flight attendant and make sure everybody's belt is on? They're not going to wear them.
No, it would take forever.
As soon as you go up and start to drive the bus, they'll unbuckle those things.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do it. Yeah. But I see the school buses today, and honest to goodness, except for the fact that they're a little sleeker, and the headlights are nicer, and the lights are LED, it's pretty much the same, but the old
bench seat, they don't even have bus seats,
No, and
real
that,
bus
old, that old antiquated stop thing that flaps out, comes out of the side on an arm that says stop.
They did put one thing on that thing on the front bumper that comes out, that arm that comes out so a kid cannot walk in front of the bus, directly in front of the bus.
That's
now.
A good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I have one more thing. My mom calls today, and she told me about some things that she read and she heard from other people. So this is one of the things that she told me. Do you know what the Buffalo mother told her son when he grew up and decided to leave the range?
I think I know it.
Yeah. What the Buffalo mother told her son, her little son Buffalo, when he wanted to leave the range. Hang on.
Yeah. Peon knows it.
I don't know.
You do. Bison.
Bison.
Yeah.
Bison.
Are you kidding me? Is that it?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes.
Bison. Okay, it's funny.
But my mom, when she calls and tells me this stuff, she's laughing hysterically.
Bison.
She's
just... The more you say, the funnier it gets.
I know.
That is kind of funny.
That was about it. That was all I had.
It's Frank. You know, I think when you're born, you're dealt these cards. I think, you know, some people, I didn't get any hair. All right. My hair was gone at 23. Okay. So no big deal. Some people, it just seems like their whole lives, that's just the way that the stars were lined up, that they have migraine headaches all the time, or they get bad eyes. I got a bad deal in the eye department. I got all kinds of issues, but teeth, I got dealt a good hand there. Pretty lucky with my teeth. Good, solid, strong, fairly white without having to whiten them teeth. Not everybody gets that. But I also take care of them by going to the dentist. And sometimes the problems people have with their teeth are created by themselves because they don't go to the dentist. If you're one of those people and you've put it off and put it off, knock it off. Let's end it here with Ballast Dental Care. Let's put an end to this putting off what you haven't done for what you know is far too long. It's been years since you've been to a dentist. Now, let's say you've been to a dentist. You go regularly, but you're not wild about your dentist, or your dentist died or retired or is mean or has bad breath. Ballast Dental Care. I'm inviting you to go where I've gone for over 41 years, and that's the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You will not regret this. BallastDentalCare.com.
Here we go. St. Louis summer is here. Now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your air conditioner is ready for the season. Ask about the maintenance agreement. In fact, purchase a new American Standard heating and air conditioning system and receive up to $1,100 rebate or 0% APR for 36 months. Premier Heating and Cooling has over 25 years experience in residential and commercial HVAC. It is a family-owned business, and they work on all brands and all types of heating and cooling equipment. And besides making sure your air conditioning is working properly, do you suffer from allergies? They take care of your indoor air quality as well. So give Premier Heating and Cooling a call. They are at 636-916-1122. You can go online, premierheatingcooling.net, or find them on Facebook. Premier Heating and Cooling, in business for a quarter century for a good reason. Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Now I'm in my 80s. It's still true there's only one bottom line in weight loss. It's taking in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more than that, you will lose weight. If anybody asks, I need weight loss, do you guarantee I will lose weight? Yes. And if you call me back, even in just 1 week, and tell me you didn't lose weight on 1,200 calorie plan, I play no games. I will tell you that you are either cheating or lying there in a coma, because that's a fact. People appreciate that. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks or contracts to sign. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating serves you what you should be eating for the rest of your life. Meals are freshly prepared, not frozen, and include fresh fruits and vegetables. Go to SeattleSutton.com or 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Call us right now. You'll be glad you did. 800-442-DIET or SeattleSutton.com.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Honoring by DAV, Disabled American Veterans.
Reservist Dorothy Karskadden was a victim of the Fort Hood mass shooting. Shot in the foot, forehead, and shoulder. She didn't let that push her from the military.
When I got shot, I returned back to being a social worker, which really helped me move through the issues that I needed to move through.
Disabled American Veterans help more than a million veterans in life-changing ways every year. Get help or support. More victories for veterans at DAV.org.
Get to PPG Paints through July 9th for buy one, get one free on select retail-priced PPG Porter Paints products. See store for details. Visit PPGPaints.com for a location near you.
The weather is brought to you by Inland Marine. You get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine and Barnhart.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I was embarrassed, especially if I was with my friends and they told a joke. I had to cover my laugh with my hand. Even smiling was a problem.
Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile with dental implants. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so for 40 years in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures, so you can eat corn on the cob and apples as well as reclaim your smile.
With confidence.
You deserve to be treated well. So go see Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And get your smile back.
I did, at Bowen Dental Care.
Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, DentalCare.com.
Thanks, Dr. Bowen.
American Equity Mortgage. They've been here for us for over 24 years as a sponsor, as an advertiser, 52 weeks a year. My goodness, it'd be great if everything could be that solid, that long-lasting. Here's what's going to be long-lasting if you don't fix it. Your credit card bills, they're going to keep coming for the next 20 or 30 years. Shut them down, back to zero balance. If you're a homeowner, let American Equity Mortgage show you how they can pay off those credit card bills, get you back to zero balance, and you're a whole lot better off. You still got the debt, but you've turned it from bad debt into good debt. American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right, just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Millhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at galmishandsons.com. That's Galmish, spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E, and Sons. Family owned since 1950.
Football. To some, it's more important than life itself.
To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends.
It's almost like a religion.
Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done.
If you thought football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. Get every pass, every play right here on KTRS. We are Mizzou.
And now, with his contribution to the Burke segment, here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw yesterday,
all my troubles seem so far away,
was Amtrak's 45th birthday. And this article was mentioning that. And then the article just goes on to what I've always thought for a long time is how our country can be so behind so many other countries in Europe when it comes to rail system. It's just,
we need, whatever happened to that magnetic, it like rides on air. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
it's like an induction.
The loop, I think. It's supposed to be in California, I think. And I know Elon Musk was working on something, too. But this article goes just into the, and the answer, really, in this article just says, it's the numbers, money-wise. They said the only part of the country that even does rail somewhat adequately is up in the Northeast, where you can, you know, take a train from D.C. to Boston, you know, anywhere up in that Northeast corridor. They seem to have it a lot better than we do, especially here in the Midwest. I know California has some rail that they're working on, but they said to upgrade, you know, to high-speed rail would be like $117 billion total. And then they said,
I've never been on a train.
Really?
No kidding?
I'm
no.
overdue for one because
I got to do the Chicago thing or something just so I can say I was on a train.
Yes. Yeah, no, you definitely should.
I rode back from California when I was a kid on a train with my parents. That was fun. A Santa Fe. I remember.
But the problem with it is they listed a trip here. Like, if you want to go to Washington, D.C. from Pittsburgh, it would be 4 hours by car or 7 hours and 43 minutes by Amtrak, which is kind of a damper on it, you know. But, you know, it's a relaxing way to take the trip. But then when they say, you know, companies like Megabus can give you that same trip, you know, with the same amount of time, and they're only charging $10 or $15 a ticket. And Amtrak's, you know, fares, it says start at $50.
So yeah, but people don't use the train the way you use, like in Chicago, the transit system or the Metrolink here. It's a special occasion trip or something. Right.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, over in Europe, they use it to go, they use it to go city to city or country to country even. So they're just so far ahead of us.
Yeah, we're never going to do that. And I've heard two different versions of what it's like to go on the train. All right, I've heard people go, we took Amtrak, and it was horrible, they said. And they said, click, 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 click. You know, you can feel. And then I've heard other people go, oh, it's fantastic. Now, which is it? I mean, is it the
I think I would like it. I'm sure it depends on what kind of person you are, but the benefits of train over plane is you have power outlets for. They have Wi-Fi on trains. I think, you know, you can get. They have you know, the cars where you can just go look at with you know
well,
some have
relax.
The open ceiling.
You can actually stretch.
It's more
out
of
and
a
relax.
Slow. Yes, absolutely.
I got to tell you something. If I were going on a long trip and it was going to be plane or train, because the drive would be 4 days or something, I'm tempted sometimes to try the train.
Yes. No. I definitely want to do a trip soon because it's been a very long time since I've taken the train. And
you can. What does a railroad car cost? There are people that own their own railroad car.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, just to buy, you know, just have it sit in their yard
like
or
Donald
whatever.
Donald Trump type people. They have a car. I'm not kidding. They have a railroad car, and then when you want to go, they hook it up to the rest of the train, and you go, okay, let's go to California or whatever.
Hey, your daughter lives in Kansas City. They have train service from here to Kansas City. You could do that one time.
Let me try that.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, Amtrak is 45. And then the last thing I have, I told Frank about an app before the show, and I took a video of myself.
Well, you got to put the app.
Actually,
they won't remember the letters. You got to put it on the Facebook.
Yes. No, it's I took a video of it, an example video of what this app does with the character Ralph. Ralph is on there.
In fact, give me the letters again. M.
Yes, and in the comment thread, I will put the name of the app. It's MSQRD. It's shortened for Masquerade.
Okay.
And essentially, it's an app. We talked a few months back about a face swap app that would, right. While you're doing live video and you have two people on the screen, it would switch their faces. And this app has that, but it has also a bunch of other masks you can put over your face.
I love this kind of stuff.
And it'll move while you're talking. So a little demonstration is on our Facebook page, and in the comments I will put the name of the app. So
okay.
If anybody wants to check that out.
Great.
That's all I have.
All right, let's shut her down. And now I'd like to make a quick comment, if I could, about this. All of this ridiculous discussion and arguing about bathrooms. I don't know what happened or how or when this happened. Thank you, Caitlyn Jenner, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, you got celebrities now who say that in the states where they won't allow the transgender people to go in the opposite bathroom, in other words, the penis people to go in the non-penis bathroom, if you don't allow it, we're canceling our show.
Well, they've done that. Ringo Starr.
Why say good? Good riddance. Cancel it.
And who else?
Pearl Jam did it.
Yeah, Pearl Jam, but Ringo Starr.
We got to stop knuckling under to every little threat. I mean, come on. Here, it's just simple. I say actually change the symbols on the door. You know, like now it'll say it's that little symbol of a guy with his arms down, mm-hmm. and then the one with the little skirt for the woman. I say you put a P for penis, and on the other one you put a P with a slash through it. No penis.
Or a V.
Or V.
Yeah.
Vagina. You go in here. P, this is your bathroom. I'm not kidding. This is the most... Thank you, Paul. Paul Harris is right.
Well, now the issue, I've seen this pop up, too, a couple times now. You have guys going in there strictly just to mess with the policy and to cause a big disturbance and make a news story. Is
It's so. Like the little girl who is encouraged by her parents... well, we're going to get a lawyer, and by golly, you are joining the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Screw those people. And this is the thing. I've never hung out in women's restrooms, but I've seen movies and TV shows, and I think they're pretty accurate. When women go to the bathroom, you know, I heard the argument, well, what difference does it make? You're in the stall. No, they spend a lot of time at the mirror, and they also spend a lot of time adjusting things. They wear lots of underwear, and they tug, and they readjust, and they position. They don't want a guy walking in there, I don't care if he has a dress on or not, while they're trying to do whatever women do. I think that's the worst part. I think if a guy's in the bathroom and a woman comes in, I don't care. Who cares? But I don't think it's as easy the other way. I don't think it's as much of a non-event, because all we're doing is walking up to the porcelain thing, unzip, put away, wash hands, leave. All right. If a woman came in, it wouldn't freak me out. But if I'm a woman, I don't want Caitlyn Jenner in my bathroom. Or I don't want somebody pretending to be transgender just so they can get off on their sick, weirdo, perverted whatever. Does that make sense?
Yes.
A P and a V. That's what you do. This is so ridiculous to me.
Oh, it's insane to me.
You got governors now who are having to get up and make speeches. Well, our state is not going to. Well, our state welcomes. And here, in USA Today this morning, there's a, and I've seen this on some bathrooms. On the door, it shows the little man symbol with his arms down, woman symbol with her little skirt on, and then the wheelchair symbol, and then under it says gender neutral restroom. Mm. So wheelchair people, penis people, vagina people, come on in. All of you. You're all welcome. Come on, let's all go together.
They've had family restrooms for a long time where you can go, like, yes, if you have your kids, a couple of kids with you.
That's for little kids.
Yeah, I know.
But that doesn't mean daddy can take little Archie into the women's restroom and change a diaper.
No,
because little Archie isn't really aware yet of who's got what parts. It's no big deal. But what they're saying is that daddy could go do that in the women's restroom. I think it's stupid. And all these people like Ringo Starr, somebody should just tell them to go to hell, take your act somewhere else. This state's not going to collapse if you don't do your concert here. And if everybody would do that, that'd be the end of this crap.
And was it Brian Adams or somebody else that did that too? And they said they weren't going to play in Carolina.
Well, then don't
South
play.
Carolina. I know. But what they do, I don't think
we're going to let Bono and all these people tell us what to do.
I don't think what these stars thought what they were doing, like Ringo Starr. He goes in and he says, "We're not playing." But you have all these people that are your fans that you are. You're screwing over. They bought tickets to come and see your show and everything.
Yeah.
And you're saying because of what the government says in your state that you're not coming to play.
The political statement that they have to make is more important than their fans. And by the way, none of these people use the public restroom anyway. They got a motorhome or some big RV thing or a private jet. They don't go to those restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. So that's what I suggest. The P and the V.
I saw a thing on Facebook. It says, "Why can't we just potty like it's 1999?
Oh, that's good. That's very good. I like that. Man, there are certain things we need to get back to. We don't need to get back to the way we treated the black people in the 60s. We don't need that. But aside from that, and I'm not kidding, take that out of the equation. Boy, if people could go back and just look at what families were like in the 50s and the 60s. I know we didn't have cell phones, but we didn't know we didn't have them because they didn't exist. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about what did we do before there were cell phones?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to even realize you could get business done, that you could work with a client on a regular phone in an office and not have to be talking while you're walking across the street. It was just, and everybody kind of got by, you know?
And we really didn't have pagers till the 90s, right? Late 80s, early 90s?
I love the cell phone thing. I like the internet. I like all that stuff. I think it's all great. But it just seems to me people were happier, and they I don't know. And I just, families had dinner at the table, and we all watched the same TV and the same shows. And I'm not saying we have to do all that, but except for the racial stuff, it just seems there was so much that was so much better. And the best thing of all, of course, was everybody listened to the radio. No, yes, iPods. You had to listen to what we do or somebody else does like this on the air. And everybody watched TV, listened to the radio. So that's my two cents.
My name is Frank O'Pinion, and normally we're here live. We've got a day off today, as a lot of people do. I hope you do, too. I want to remind you that when you get back to regular life on Tuesday, you might want to consider something. When you've got some time and there are not a lot of other more important things pressing you, and you got a little break, think about changing where you do your banking. See, I didn't ask you to make it a top priority, but make it sort of a priority, and I'll tell you why. Once you do your banking at First Community Credit Union, which is where I do all my banking, I really do believe you're going to be glad you did it and wish you had done it sooner. It's not going to be a dramatic or drastic change in your life, but you are probably going to save some money, make more money maybe on the money that you're saving, because their interest rates are very, very competitive. I can't promise you anything. If you get a loan, I can't tell you what your rate will be. I don't know your credit history, but I will tell you this. They will work hard for you to make sure that the loan you take out has the best rate you can get, that you're getting the best rates they can give you or probably anybody else on money that you're saving. And then there are the other services, checking, savings, debit. They have all of that. It's everything you want in a bank. They have it. But I think you'll find the service you get from the employees of First Community Credit Union is like nothing you've ever had at any place you've ever banked before. First Community Credit Union, 42 locations make it the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it, because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at the lowest prices, period. From backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, even post-it notes. Staples, make more happen.
Hello, this is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
For all the listeners out there who are getting close to retirement and feel the years have snuck up on them, you're right. We understand your situation.
It's time to get a retirement strategy that is straightforward and easy to understand.
Our goal is to help you make the next 30 years a comfortable retirement.
To set up a free, no-obligation meeting with us, go to our website, steveandgregg.com.
That's steveandgregg.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at the lowest prices, period. From backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, even post-it notes. Staples, make more happen. Hungry? Stop into KFC today for extra crispy tenders, $5 fill-up. It's finger-licking good at participating KFCs. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Oh, but ain't that America?
Oh,
America. From all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the large morning show in the afternoon. And 2 days away from Cinco de Mayo. A day that I don't care anything about. It means nothing to me. But it does to the Hispanic population. And that's now most of America.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about that or not.
Tomorrow's Star Wars Day.
I didn't know that.
May
4th. What does that mean?
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, oh Dad, stop it.
Yeah.
It is.
You're killing me.
It is. It's really called Star
That's
Wars
pretty
Day
funny.
Of that.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
It's making fun of people with speech impediments, though. Yeah. May the 4th be with you.
It's also my girlfriend Sandy's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, so I'm glad you told us that. That's a. What can we get her, Peon?
Mm. Oh, boy.
We need to come up with something.
Yeah.
2 days away from Cinco de Mayo, but to me, just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Okay, not the 3rd of May.
No,
3rd
no.
of June.
No.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I need to make a note of that. I have something very interesting I'd like to... I think I'd like to try this experiment. Peon, before the show, told me a joke. And I don't really remember ever hearing the joke before. I think it's Playhouse worthy. It's that Ooh. Good. Yeah. But I thought it'd be interesting to let him tell the joke, and then, Dan, you tell the joke, and then I'll tell the joke.
Oh.
Okay. It might be just because it's a joke that can be, it can be told in 30 seconds, or it can be told in 3 or 4 minutes, depending on how you tell it. I think, you want to do this?
And I,
sure.
Peon gets the honors because he found the joke.
Oh yeah, and I don't even know what it is, but I
you'll probably might have to take notes along the way, Dan.
Okay.
What does that mean? Saying stupid?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, unless because I have it in front of me.
I'll
so
take some
but this. Oh, don't read it. No. You're not reading it. You know the joke. I only heard the joke once. I'm not going to read it. I never read it. No, that's not fair. If we, Dan, if you see him reading, cheating, like putting it down low, from your side,
the
you
down
tell
low.
Him.
No, that's
The down low. So it's like that experiment where somebody whispers something to somebody and you go down the line, but the time you get to the end, it's a completely different story.
Yeah.
So let's go. And now with a joke we've never told. It was found by Peon. Do not read a word. Okay?
Now, I
saw you look.
We're doing the first one or the second one that I mentioned?
We're doing the first.
The first one. Okay.
Yeah. And now, there's a rare, this rarely happens. While you people are so lucky to be listening, here telling a joke is Peon. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I was out golfing one day.
Hold on.
What? What, am okay, I wouldn't do first person.
I would say this guy was out golfing.
All right, so this
I'm not
going
to interrupt again.
Right.
Go ahead.
This guy was out golfing one day, and he was in his golf cart, and he took a hill wrong. Next thing you know, he's overturned in the cart. And so he's struggling to get out, and then this very hot woman from the villa right on the course there walks over, and she goes, "Are you okay?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm all right, thanks." And then he pulls himself out of the cart, and then he sees this hot chick there with the robe on. And she said, "Come over to my house, and I'll help you get the cart up later."
It looked like you tried to read for a second.
I did.
Don't read.
I hate this. I'm not a girl.
Don't read.
And he goes, "Oh, that's nice." He goes, "But I don't think my wife would care for it." And he goes, "Oh, come on now," she says. And then, so the next thing, she's really hot, too. She's got this white robe on. And so he goes, "Okay." And so she makes him a couple drinks, and he thanks her. And he goes, I thank you. I feel better now, but I really have to get going. My wife's going to be really upset with me." And she goes, "Oh, don't be silly." And she lets the robe kind of fall off. And she says, "She's not going to know anything. And by the way, where is she?" And he goes, "I don't know. I think she's still under the cart, I guess."
Give yourself a red shot. Good joke. And now, telling the same joke, here's Dan Strauss. Dan.
My goodness.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much. So this guy's out golfing, and he's cruising around, and all of a sudden he comes on this hill, and he gets the cart and he takes it too sharp and the cart starts rolling over. And this guy's kind of caught under the cart. Well, this girl lives on the golf course right there. So she comes over and she's in her robe and she goes, oh, my goodness, are you okay? And he looks up and she's just beautiful. She has this robe on and it's gapped open right there, you know, so you can see some cleavage and everything. And he's just like,
oh, he had a cleavage.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice touch.
So he's like, oh, she is just gorgeous. And so she helps him get out of the cart, and he gets out of the cart, and she says, hey, what are you doing? Why don't you come on over to my house? We'll have a couple of drinks, and then, you know, maybe move into the bedroom and do a few other things. And he's like, no, I can't do that. I really can't do that. I'm married. And she goes, oh, come on, your wife won't know. And so she opens up the robe and lets it just fall off, and she's just like gorgeous and beautiful. And she says, are you sure? You sure you don't want to come over with me? She goes, by the way, where is your wife? He goes, I don't know. I think she's still under the cart.
I have to tell you something.
That was well done.
No, I disagree. I'm sorry.
Really?
Dan. I'm sorry, Dan, but Peon did it better, and I'll tell you why. You waited to the end to mention the wife's going to be upset. And really, the point of the joke is all along the way. He keeps saying, man,
true.
My wife is...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because you did a good job. Added
the
cleavage.
The descriptive part, yeah. No, he was very added visual.
You made it your own.
Yes, he did.
As Paula Abdul...
No, but I understand what you're saying. It should be established that his wife's going to be upset.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to tell her. I just said I would to get you guys to... No, because I don't need to. You've covered it. No, you've covered it. Good job. Give yourself a nice job. Didn't they do good?
This is kind of like joke school or something.
It is kind of like joke school. I would love...
I get extremely nervous because that's the worst thing you can do when telling a joke is leaving an important part out. That's why I get so terrified about telling jokes.
And it's easy to ruin it. Like,
oh, yeah.
13 seconds in.
Because one crucial piece of information you leave out and the joke just falls
flat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned joke school. I would love to conduct a joke telling. And I'm going to tell you something. I think I could do it. I think I could take a joke and say, all right, here, we're going to work with this joke. And I'm going to show you how many different ways and let the class, people in class, tell it and then analyze everybody's rendition version of it as to what worked, what didn't work, what they put in, they shouldn't have put in, what they left out. I just need like 100 people to pay $10,000 each.
I
think it's a good
fair,
deal. That's a good
price.
Deal.
Oh, yeah. And they get a diploma at the end, right?
Oh, a really nice one.
Yeah.
Professionally printed. And you don't go to Vegas, you don't get a contract for a year, but you leave my class knowing that if you're in a situation, you have us to speak or something, you can tell a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you something, telling a joke, it's interesting. When I was in high school, I was always a nobody. I'm still kind of a nobody, but I was really a nobody then. I wasn't an athlete. I didn't play in the band. I wasn't on the yearbook staff. I wasn't on the student council. I was just there, invisible almost to most people, except the ones that heard my Southern hick accent and made fun of it. But I could always tell a joke and kind of just turn things around. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Even though people made fun of me because I had this ridiculous, horrible, Jesco White, West Virginia, the Tennessee horrible accent, even with that accent, if you tell the right joke at the right time, all of a sudden everybody's laughing at you, but they're laughing at you for a good reason, because you told a good joke.
And then they kind of warm up to you a little bit and like you a little more.
Yeah, they do. They never liked me that much. But I will tell you, too, the other thing that I did, when Dan and I were kids, because we're the old guys in the room, there was a program called The Real McCoys with a guy named Walter Brennan. And everybody knew that TV show, just like they knew Andy Griffith and Jackie Gleason. And somehow, I don't even know how, I figured out, hey, I can do Walter Brennan. Now, 1,000 years ago, when we were in high school, that's a name everybody knew. Amos McCoy. Just like if you said Barney Fife. They'd know. So I started doing Walter Brennan. And I actually had kids in high school say, wow, you ought to be on the radio. And I said, that's ridiculous. How do you get a radio job just because you can do one impression of something? And I never even gave it a thought. Never, ever thought about doing this until the 80s. And it's just a pure accident. But what's interesting is the reason I have this show, the reason that I ever got on the air as a sort of a, not even a co-host, but a regular daily contributor, was absolutely only because I told a joke. It's like Reggie McDaniel. The only reason he got on the radio, and he wasn't a radio guy, was because he was a caller, and he was the caller that was able to call in and help them when they ask, has anybody out there listening, you remember this?
Yes. Yes.
Ever eaten cat, dog, and monkey?
Yes.
And Reggie called, I ate them all.
Yeah.
I was in Vietnam. I ate all cat, monkey, dog. And they loved his phone call, and it ended up being, he got a regular, they screwed him over pay-wise, but he got a regular gig. And if I weren't able to tell a joke, I'm telling you right now, this show wouldn't be on the air, because I got nothing else. I know. I'm a joke
teller. Basement.
I'm not a stand-up comic. Came out of the basement. I'm not a stand-up comic. I couldn't do that. But I can tell a joke. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's not bragging. It's just like a good carpenter can go, I can frame out a house as well as anybody. And I think I know how to tell a joke. So the joke school idea, I'm going to announce right now. If you're interested in attending my joke school, I need $10,000. And once we get to the $10,000, I'll customize the classes around you. I'll come to your home, and we'll do an hour each session or two. I'll bring Carrie out with me, if you like, on joke telling. And then we'll establish a timeline, like 4 weeks or whatever. And when it's over, you're going to be able to tell a joke. Pricey? You bet it is. But think about it.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. KTRS St. Louis.